弟兄姊妹和朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
正像我们弟兄所说的，我们能够传福音，实在是神的恩典。
Just like our brother said, it is a grace from God that we can share the gospel message.
我相信我们若是稍稍注意一下我们这个时代的光景，
If we just pay a little attention to what's going on in this world,
我们就知道说我们是处在一个何等危险的时代。
We know that we live in a very dangerous era.
我们是处在一个何等艰难的时候。
In a very difficult time.
但是在这样的情况中，
Under this, these circumstances,
救主仍然在寻找迷羊。
Our Savior is still seeking the lost sheep.
虽然许多羊都不知道自己的处境是那么的危险。
Even though many sheep do not understand how difficult situation they are in,
但他却借着圣灵的工作，借着教会的传扬。
But through the work of the Holy Spirit, also the spreading of the gospel by the church,
要来唤醒我们的心
to wake up our hearts,
要开我们的眼睛
to open our eyes,
让我们在这个关键的时候能够得救。
And in at this critical moment that we may be saved,
朋友们不要把你的灵魂这个得救的事情当作小事。
And let us not treat the matter of salvation lightly.
不要为今生的许多的好处、享受、钱财，而把你的灵魂的得救给耽误了。
And do not trade your soul salvation for the gain of this world.
主今天给我们的一个题目是耶和华是我的牧者。
Today the topic of the message I'd like to share with you is The Lord is my shepherd.
我们和大家一起来读两处圣经。
Let us read two passages of the scripture.
那是两首诗篇。
Two psalms.
第一首是诗篇第23篇。
The first psalm we are going to read is from Psalm 23.
诗篇第23篇。
Psalm 23.
我们用中文和英文来各念一次。
And we shall read first in Chinese and then in English.
如果弟兄姊妹你会背的话，你用背的。
If you can memorize, then maybe you can recite this along.
这篇诗篇应该把它背起来。
We all should memorize this psalm.
这篇诗篇实在是太甜美了。
This is such a sweet psalm.
实在是太有福了。
And such a blessed psalm.
如果一个人活在这个诗篇所描述的光景中，
If one can live as described in this psalm,
他就是一个有福的人。
Then he is a blessed person.
好，我们中文先来好吗？
Let us read in Chinese first.
好，来。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。好像英文。
Let's read.Psalm 23 in English. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们读完以后，是不是觉得这是一首非常美的诗歌？
After we have finished reading this, don't you feel this is such a beautiful psalm?
朋友们，你向往做这样一只羊吗？
Do you envy to be a sheep in this way?
你愿意耶和华来做你的牧者吗？
Would you like to have the Lord to be your shepherd?
今天神就要向我们来发出呼召。
So today the Lord is making a calling to us.
我们再来读一首诗篇。
Let us read another psalm.
诗篇第一篇。
The first psalm.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm number one.
如果你会背的话，也可以用背的啊。
Try to recite if you can memorize.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹也喜欢背这首诗歌，这首诗篇。
Yeah, this psalm is very many people's favorite also.
诗篇第一篇，中文先来啊。
Let's read in unison in Chinese first.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人却不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Let's read in English Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
这篇诗篇是世上所有人所走的路的一个总结。
This psalm actually is really a summary of all the ways of all the people in this world.
世上两种人。
There are two kinds of people.
原先还没有蒙拯救的时候，我们都是一种人。
Before we were saved, we belonged to one category.
都是罪人。
We were all sinners.
结局都是灭亡。
And the result, our destination is condemnation.
但是当神差遣他的儿子来寻找的时候，
But when God sent his son to seek,
有人答应他的呼召。
And there are many who answered the call.
有人成为耶和华的牧场上的羔羊。
And many have become the sheep on the Lord's pasture.
他们就走了一条完全不同的道路。
And then they start walking in a totally different way.
离开罪人的道路。
They have departed from the ways of the sinners.
他们跟随神走义人的道路。
And they follow the Lord in the ways of righteous.
那个结局就是永生。
And the result is eternal life.
罪的结局那是死亡。
We know that the wages of sin is death.
所以朋友们。
So dear friends.
神愿这两篇诗篇能够印在你的心中。
Hopefully that you'll be impressed with these two psalms.
当面对罪恶和公义。
When we are faced with the choice of righteousness and sin,
灭亡和永生的时候，
and perishment and also eternal life,
你选择哪一个？
Which way would you rather choose?
你选择哪一条路？
Which way would you choose?
诗篇第二十三篇，
Psalm 23,
实在是一首非常好的诗篇，
such a wonderful psalm,
是以色列最伟大的君王大卫所写的。
And it is written by the greatest kings of Israel, David.
大卫曾经是一个牧人。
David used to be a shepherd.
在他小的时候，
when he was young,
他父亲叫他去看羊。
His father sent him to God to shepherd the sheep.
他不仅把羊带去吃草喝水，
not only he led them to graze the grass and also drink the water.
而且当羊被狮子被熊来抓来咬的时候，
when the sheep were attacked by the bears and the lion,
他亲自去从这些野兽的口中把羊抢救回来。
And using his bare hands, he snatched the sheep back from the mouth of these wild animals.
当他做了王的时候，
when he after he became a king,
他回想他走过的这一生。
And he looked back to his old ways.
然后再来前瞻后面他所要走的人生。
And look forward to the ways that he yet to embark on.
他写出这首诗篇。
And he wrote this psalm.
他真是认识神。
He really knew the Lord well.
所以他一开头的时候就有一个宣告。
So at the beginning, he made this pronouncement.
耶和华是我的牧者,
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者,
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是谁呢?
Who is the Lord?
圣经第一次启示神的名字是在出埃及记第三章。
The first time that the Bible reveals the name of God, it is found in Exodus chapter 3.
当神差遣摩西去拯救以色列人出埃及的时候,
When God sent Moses to save the Israelites from Egypt,
这是摩西第一次这样跟神讲话。
Because this was the first time Moses was speaking to the Lord face to face.
他已经80岁了。
And he was 80 years old already.
而且是远离了埃及, 远离了皇宫。
And he was far away from Egypt, from the palace.
他想,我有什么办法去说服我的同胞?
And he was thinking, how could I possibly persuade my people?
说在法老王强大的权势底下,你们能够出埃及呢?
Is it possible that I can lead the Israelites out of Egypt under the mighty power of the Pharaoh?
所以他问神说, 你叫什么名字?
So he asked God, what is your name?
那么主回答他,
And the Lord answered him.
他说, 我是那我是的。
He said, I am that I am.
我们中文翻译叫, 我是自由拥有的。
The Chinese translation says that I exist, I self-exist, And also, I exist forever.
那是讲到神，他乃是一切整个万物的起头。
And it says that He is the beginning of everything.
朋友们，在还没有这个世界之前。
Dear friends, before this world existed,
在地上都没有任何人的时候,
there was nobody on this earth.
只有神存在,
only God existed.
所以独一的真神乃是那位赐生命的神。
So the true and only God is the God of all life.
乃是创造万有的神。
And He is the God of creator, creating everything.
可能在你成长的过程当中,
during your developmental years,
许多人告诉你有许多神。
Many people have told you that there are many gods.
可能有人告诉你说, 根本没有神。
And maybe someone told you that, well, there's no God.
你去问100个人, 可能是100个答案。
And if you ask 100 people, you may get 100 different answers.
但是真理只有一个。
But we know the truth, there's only one truth.
神曾经亲自向人启示。
God revealed to the, to people himself.
甚至于向人显现。
And even manifest himself before man.
为寻找人能够来开头告诉人说有一位神。
In order to seek man, that he told them that there is a God.
所以他降卑自己。
So he humbled himself.
向人显现。
And revealed himself to people.
来启示有这一位耶和华神。
To reveal to us there is such a Lord God.
这个名字来告诉我们说我们的神 他是负我们一生责任的神。
So the name indicates that he is a God who is responsible for all our lives.
他自己不缺乏什么。
He shall not, he doesn't need anything.
他倒是将生命气息和万物都赐给我们。
But he gave us life, breath, and everything else.
朋友们,
Dear friends,
我们仔细想想,
if we think carefully,
我们今天之所以能活着,
Today, that in order for us to live today,
或是再往前一点说, 我们之所以存在,
or maybe we can think of another way, the reason for our being,
是依靠什么呢?
What does it depend on?
神在这里告诉我们,
God tells us here,
是他自己把生命, 气息和万物赐给我们。
He gave us life, breath, and everything else.
今天只要这一个, 大气层, 这个保护我们这个空气的那个东西不见了, 我们立刻就全然灭亡。
Now suppose that we lost the atmosphere today, then all of us will perish.
是神在他奇妙的创造当中, 在地球的这个上空, 为我们把这个保护住了, 所以我们一直有空气可以呼吸。
So in His wondrous creation, God provided us this marvelous layer of air, the atmosphere, so that we can live.
是他创造了植物, 创造了许多的生物, 来成为一个完全的循环, 所以当我们制造了这么多的脏的东西, 这么多有毒的东西的时候, 还能够有新鲜的空气, 还有清洁的饮水, 还能够活着。
And when He created all the plants and the living animals, and through our ecosystem, that this circular system allows us to live happily.
我们的神是自由拥有的。
And God is a God of, he said, his name is, I am that I am.
更重要的是，他是爱人的。
More importantly, he loves us.
大卫写这首诗的时候
when David wrote the psalm,
他是以羊的身份来写他一生的经历。
And he was writing, as a sheep, to write about his life's experience.
朋友们，我们都是神的羊。
We are all sheep of God.
每一个在世上活着的人都是神的羊。
Every living, person on, in this, on this world, on this earth, is God's sheep.
他爱每一只羊。
God loves every sheep.
当他供应阳光的时候。
When he supplies us with the sunshine.
当他供应空气的时候。
When he gave us, air.
他供应饮水的时候。
When he gave us, gives us, water.
供应食物的时候。
And the food.
人人都有份。
And everyone can enjoy it.
主耶稣告诉我们说
So Jesus has told us once,
在天上的飞鸟他们也不种也不收
He says, oh, the birds, they do not, labor,
也没有积蓄在仓里
and they don't store the grain in the, barns,
但我们天父尚且养着他们
But our Heavenly Father takes care of them.
朋友们我们想想海里的鱼
Friends, so think about the fish in the ocean.
今天我们人打发许多许多的渔船一直去打捞。
We send the fishing vessels to, catch the fish.
请问谁曾经喂海里的鱼吃过一口饭？
吃过一口饭。曾喂海里的鱼吃过一口饭。
谁曾经喂海里的鱼吃过饭？
Who has, eat, a bowl of rice for the fish in the oceans? 什么意思啊？
就是鱼它不需要人去喂它就活
了。No one has to feed the fish in the ocean.
我们只有想说去喂鲸鱼吃饭很危险。
Yeah, it's very dangerous if you try to feed the whale.
你看看我们一直打发船去捞鱼但是没有人去养鱼。
So we send the fishing vessels to catch the fish, but no one has to feed the fish.
所以神才是真正养活我们的。
So we know that God sustains us.
朋友们，今天也许你为着你的工作忧心忡忡。
Maybe today you are concerned or worried about your job.
啊，在这个压力这么大的时代里面，我们真觉得生存是很困难。
And under such great pressure, we find it very difficult to move on.
为着我们的工作
，for our jobs.
为着我们的身份
for our status.
为抚养我们的儿女长大求学
In order to bring up our children and send them to colleges
我们可能常常想到晚上睡不着觉
And a lot of times we lose sleep during the night
当你这样想的时候
When you think about this
我请你想想你们家树上的鸟
Think about the birds in the trees
想想海里边的鱼
Think about the fish in the oceans
他们是怎样活着的
How are they sustained
感谢神
Praise the Lord
他喜欢喂养我们
The Lord likes to take care of us.
所以牧人是什么工作呢
So what does shepherd do?
他第一件事情就是喂养的工作。
The first thing is to feed.
然后呢他还做引导的工作。
And then to guide.
然后他还做保护的工作。
And then to protect.
这是牧人喂养一生一直在劳碌一直在辛苦的。
So for the sheep, the shepherd spends his whole life, caring for them.
但是关键呢乃是你是不是神的羊
But the critical question is whether you are a sheep of God.
今天如果我们问你
If I ask you this question,
你是谁的羊呢
whom do you belong to as a sheep?
你能回答吗
Can you answer this?
这个问题一定要解决。
So you have to solve this, you have to answer this question.
直到你有一天能够说耶和华是我的牧者
Until one day you can say, the Lord is my shepherd.
我是他草场上的羊
And I'm a sheep on his pasture
那么你才能够真正有安息
And then you can have true rest
你在地上的生活有安息
Then on this earth you can live happily
你在永远里面有盼望
And then you can have hope eternal
所以大卫在这里说
So David was saying here
耶和华是我的牧者
The Lord is my shepherd
然后才有后面那句话
And then the next sentence follows
我必不致缺乏
I shall not want
朋友们
Dear friends,
我们这个人的需要蛮大的
You know, we have a lot of needs
你们不晓得有没有想过
I don't know whether you have pondered this.
可能我们并不一定知道。
Maybe we are not aware of it.
但我们需要的时候，我们就去寻找。
When we are in need, then we look for things.
神在他的慈爱中间也给我们预备了许多。
In His love, He provided us quite a bit.
所以我们的身体有吃有喝。
So for our physical well-being, we eat food, we can drink liquid.
我们的心理需要一些的这个音乐啊。艺术啊，来使他能够欢乐。
And in our emotional life, that we need music and art to make us feel happy.
我们需要爱情来使我们能够满足。
And we need love to satisfy us also.
但是有一个需要。
But there is one need.
是只有当你以耶和华为牧者的时候，才能得到。
And this need can only be satisfied when you have the Lord as your shepherd.
那就是你灵里面的需要。
That is your spiritual need.
这也是人最深的需要。
And this is the deepest need of human being.
福音传扬到今天已经有1900多年。
And it's been 19 centuries since the gospel was first heard.
许多人他们寻找到主耶稣做他们的牧者。
And many have found Lord Jesus as their shepherd.
但是还有许多人没有找着。
But many others have not.
我自己也曾经迷失。
I was once lost.
拜了许多的假神。
And worshiped many false gods.
在现在很多的愁苦、痛苦，甚至要轻生的光景当中。
And I was suffering quite a bit and even thought of killing myself.
那时候我真的感觉到我离死就只有一步。
And I I truly felt that I'm one step away from death.
好像一只羊它走到了悬崖。
It's like a sheep walking close to the cliff.
下去或者站住就在那一瞬之间。
Should I jump in or should I stay here?
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
他拯救了我。
He saved me.
所以从我自己的经历我知道。
So from my own experience, I know.
我实在是一只迷失的羊。
I was truly a lost sheep.
羊有个特点。
You know, it's very interesting about sheep.
我看了一些，有看了一些报告。
I have read some reports.
还有我问过那个曾经牧过羊的人。
And I also have talked to shepherds.
那个报告呢，是纽西兰的那些很懂得羊的人写的。
And this report was written by a New Zealander who knows well about shepherding.
在纽西兰那个特色就是羊很多。
We know that New Zealand is full of sheep.
那我的姊妹英美呢，她小时候牧过羊。
And my wife used to tend sheep.
所以我就特别问她一下。
So I asked her.
我说你能不能跟我讲讲这个羊的特性是怎样
？Can you tell me the special characteristics of sheep?
她说羊很不聪明。
And says the sheep is not very smart.
我们主耶稣的羊是绵羊。
And our Lord Jesus' sheep is a sheep.
不是山羊。
Not goats.
如果你去看看那个绵羊。
If you look at the sheep,
真的看起来呢是有点傻乎乎的。
You look at it, they look kind of dumb.
他们呢很多事情都需要牧人帮他做决定。
And the shepherd has to really take care of the sheep.
所以刚才我之所以讲到说我人生走到呢几乎就是绝路了。
And so from my own experience, I was really coming to life's end.
那就是说呢我从前许多的选择呢都是愚笨的。
It means that many decisions I made were not very wise.
所以他第一个跟我讲说羊呢还不聪明。
And so my wife told me that the sheep are not very smart.
那么羊很没有力量，还没有能力。
They are very weak. They are not very strong.
他就跟我举例子。
So she shared with me an example.
当时啊，他们呢就有四家他的就是我岳父的兄弟们住在一起。
And my father-in-law used to live with his brothers. There are four families living together.
然后四家都养羊。
And they all tended sheep.
四家的羊呢都托给小孩带。
And they all ask their children to tend the sheep.
所以他们如果第二天呢要去那个地方放羊。
So if they want to go to some place the next day to let the sheep graze.
前一天的时候他们就要去勘察那个场地。
And they had to, the day before, they had to go to that place to inspect the place.
那么第一个要找的是这一片草场呢有没有毒草。
The first thing they look for is something poisonous in this pasture.
因为羊啊是不会分辨毒草跟好草的。
Because the sheep could not tell the good grass from the poisonous grass.
但是那个毒草一吃啊就死。
And the poisonous grass will kill the sheep.
而且呢，更糟糕的是，前面一只死了躺在地上了，后面一只呢跑过来照吃。
And the worst yet, one sheep died of from eating the poisonous grass. The next sheep will, like they didn't see anything, they still continue to eat the poisonous grass.
所以这个牧羊人不忠心的话呢，这羊就很危险。
So if the shepherd doesn't work hard, then the sheep will be in great danger.
然后他们第二个要看呢，就是那个地方有没有那个悬崖峭壁。
And the second thing they inspect is whether there are any cliffs.
因为羊啊
near the place.
他要吃东西的时候呢，他不是不会看看说周围是怎样的。
Because when sheep is grazing, he would not look left and right and see what's going on.
他就看到那里有树叶呀，他就跑过去吃了。
If he sees anything green, then he would just go and eat it.
但是呢，因为那个是悬崖，所以他吃啊就掉下去了。
And because there's a cliff, and without paying attention, they will fall off the cliff.
但是呢，前一只掉下去了，后面一只照吃又照掉。
And the first one falls off the cliff, the next one will just follow suit.
那如果掉下去的时候，他的脚是四脚朝天的话，那就完了。
And if after falling off the cliff, and their legs are up pointing into the sky, then that's the end of the sheep.
因为羊啊，连翻身都不会翻身。
They don't even know how to turn over.
他呢，掉下去的时候，四脚朝天的时候，他就脚就一直伸，然后嘴巴就一直叫。
And when they are lying on the ground with all four legs pointing upwards, that's all they could do, and also making noise.
啊，挣扎，挣扎，挣扎到最后口气没有的时候，他就死了。
And after a long struggle, they will just die.
所以羊的生命非常的脆弱。
So the sheep's life is quite fragile.
他就需要一个好牧人不断的来看护他。
And it needs a good shepherd to care for him.
我们的主耶稣不仅是我们的牧人
，Jesus is not only our shepherd，
他更是一个好牧人
，but he's also a good shepherd。
他好到什么地步呢？
How good is he？
主耶稣说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
”Jesus says, "I'm a good shepherd. A good shepherd gives up his life for the sheep."
如果是雇工的话
，if you are a hireling，
他就不顾羊的危险
，and then the hireling doesn't care about the life of sheep。
盗贼来了。
When the sheep, thieves come,
毒物在眼前
when there's a poison, a poisonous grass,
悬崖峭壁在前面
and where there is a cliff,
羊都没有人去保护它
and no one protects the sheep.
所以我们的主耶稣做好牧人是何等的重要
So it's so important for us to know that Jesus is our good shepherd.
在十字架上
on the cross,
他为我们这些羊舍了命
He gave up his own life for us.
因为羊的命必须用羊来代替
because the life of a shepherd has to be redeemed by a life of a sheep.
使徒约翰这样宣告说
John the Baptist make this proclamation.
看哪，神的羔羊
Look, the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的
who will get rid of the sin of the world.
这个神的羔羊来到的时候
So when God's Sheep came,
他自己本身是纯洁没有罪的
and he was sinless and without blemish.
但是当他走完一生的路途
after he finished life's journey,
神要把众人的罪孽都加在他的身上
and God put the sins of all this world on him.
因为以赛亚告诉我们说
Isaiah has told us,
我们都如羊走迷个人偏行己路
we all have gone astray like sheep.
耶和华把我们的罪孽都加在他的身上
and God put all our iniquities on his shoulder
以至于他的命从世上被除去
then his life was stricken out from this world
朋友们
dear friends
不知道你读过四福音吗
I don't know whether you have read the gospel stories
你是否读过我们的主耶稣啊，一个无罪的神的儿子曾经被带去审判
have you read about the sinless Jesus Son of GodAnd he was led to be tried.
接受宗教领袖的审判。
And he was tried under the religious leaders,
接受政府官员的审判。
And also he was tried in front of government officials,
接受所有群众的审判。
And also he was against, all the crowd was against him also.
但是没有人能够指出他有罪来。
But no one could find him any sin or any crime.
但是他为拯救我们的缘故。
In order to save us,
神在十字架上把整个罪都加在主的身上。
In order to save us, God put him on the cross and also cast all our sins on him.
最后的三个小时，神和他的儿子分开了。
The last 3 hours, God left his son on the cross.
以至于他喊出说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
That's why Jesus cried out, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
主耶稣在地上经过很多的艰难。
Well, Jesus led a very difficult life.
他从来没有叫过苦。
And he never complained.
唯有这一次。
But only this time.
当父亲跟他分开的时候。
When his father left him.
他无法忍受这种的痛苦。
He couldn't stand the pain.
他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said, he cried out, my God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
但世人没有人知道。
But no man can understand.
世人用我们自己的思想。
So we are thinking in our own ways.
以为他是犯了罪了，被神击打了。
We thought that he was stricken by God because he sinned.
但是先知告诉我们说。
But the prophet has told us.
他是为我们的过犯受害。
He suffered for our iniquities.
他是被我们的罪孽压伤。
And he was crushed, he was bruised by our iniquities.
主耶稣钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
把神的爱完全向人彰显。
Reveal completely God's love to us.
所以他实在是我们的好牧者。
He is really our good shepherd.
若我们能够接受他。
If we can accept him.
我们就能够说，我的灵魂身体的需要都不至于缺乏。
Then we can claim that I shall now want physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
我今生直到永世的需要都不至于缺乏。
Now I have no want in this life and also in life eternal.
大卫在第二节说，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
David wrote in the Psalm, the second verse, He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside the still waters.
我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
他知道羊的需要就是草和水。
He knows that what the sheep needs is grass and water.
当我们看见这个草和水的图画，
When we think about the picture of the pasture and the water,
我心中想到的什么呢？
What do you think of?
我想到那个创世纪神所告诉我们那个伊甸园。
It reminds me of the Garden of Eden in Genesis.
在那里长了许多的树木，结了许多的果子。
There were many, many trees and bearing fruits.
在那里有四道河流。
There were four rivers flowing in that garden.
神把他所造的第一个人，第一对夫妻，就摆在这个园子里面。
He put the first man and the first couple in this garden.
这乃是预表着神今天创造了我们之后，就要我们过这样的生活。
And really symbolizes the kind of life God wanted us to have.When he created us.
Eden 就是快乐的意思。
The name Eden means happiness.
朋友们，你快乐吗？
Friends, are you happy?
你心中有喜乐吗？
Do you have joy in your heart?
你心中有平安吗？
Do you have peace in your heart?
如果没有这个，
If you don't,
我们就是离开了神原先所给我们的。
Then we are away from what God has designedOriginally for us.
我们是不是在家庭中经历许多的征战？
Are we going through a lot of battles in our family life?
丈夫和妻子的征战。
Between husband and wife.
父母和儿女的征战。
Between parents and children.
我们在公司里面也征战。
We fight battles at work.
不仅有工作的压力。
Not only we are under tremendous pressure at work.
还有人际的压力。
And also personal relationships.
我们在这个社会上。
In this society.
遇见许多的难处。
And we run into problems.
今天可以说人类失去了安息。
We know that there's no rest or peace in this world.
也就失去了快乐。
And then we don't have happiness.
我们在一生的几十年当中。
In our several decades of our life.
从做小孩开始。
From young.
可能小孩子的时候是我们最快乐的时候。
Maybe when we were young, we were the happiest.
朋友们，是不是这样？
Isn't it true?
你是不是越长大越不快乐？
Yeah, you becoming unhappier and happier as you grow up.
小孩子的时候无忧无虑。
And there's no worry when we were young.
不需要为明天担忧。
We don't have to worry about tomorrow.
所以小孩子很少失眠的。
So that the children very seldom lose sleep.
我至少我还没听过小孩子失眠。
I never heard that babies will lose sleep.
但是大人失眠很多。
But it's very common for adults to lose sleep.
今天这个失眠药在美国是畅销药。
We know that the medication for insomnia is very popular.
因为这些的问题。
Because of all these problems.
极大的忧郁。
Causing a lot of worries and anxieties.
所以忧郁症。
So that we have depression.
躁郁症。
Anxiety.
很多心理的疾病都在人们身上。
A lot of psychological diseases or problems, illnesses.
今天有很多的心理医师。
There are many psychiatrists or psychologists.
很多的医生。
Many doctors.
最先进的科学。
Most advanced science.
最好的仪器。
The best medical equipment.
不能够治我们心理的疾病。
Still can solve our problem of our heart.
唯有当我们来到主的跟前。
Only when we come before the Lord.
他了解你。
He understands you.
因为他是造你的那一位。
Because he's the one who created you.
你不需要说任何话，他都已经了解了。
Without saying anything, he knows what kind of condition you're in.
他愿意你来跟他说话。
He wants you to talk to him.
把你心中许多的问题告诉他。
And just tell him all your troubles.
把你的忧虑告诉他。
Tell him about your anxiety.
把你心中的痛苦告诉他。
Tell him what you suffer from.
当没有任何一个人可以听你倾诉的时候。
When no one can understand you.
你可以来到主耶稣的跟前。
You can come before Jesus.
告诉他。
And tell him.
他能够使你得安慰。
He can comfort you.
他能够使你得喜乐。
He can give you joy.
在这里我们看到那些草
We look at the word pastures
是讲到我们的食物
Talks about the food we need
肉身的食物是有的
Physical need physical, the
心灵的食物
physical
在哪里呢
But where is the food for your emotional life
主耶稣就是我们的食物
Jesus is our bread
他告诉我们说
He told us
我就是生命的粮
I am the bread of life
到我这里来的必定不饿
He who comes to me will never go hungry.
信我的永远不渴。
And he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
我们的主是我们一切的满足。
Our Lord satisfies us all our needs.
这本圣经
This Bible
真的是解我心里面的干渴。
Really, really quench my thirst.
从我得救开始。
Ever since I was saved,
我从创世纪开始读起。
I started reading from Genesis.
我就爱上了这本书。
I fell in love with this book.
那里面诉说了神对人极大慈爱和怜悯。
Talks about the great love and mercy God has toward man.
他看见人类堕落，落在痛苦当中，他的心何等的伤痛。
It really hurt God's heart when he saw man's fallen condition.
在几千年的人类历史当中
，throughout thousands of years of history of mankind,
差遣了许多的先知
，He sent many prophets
来告诉人。他爱我们
to tell us that he loves us.
最后差遣他的儿子来到地上。
And finally, he sent his son to this earth.
他最后能够差遣的就是他的儿子了。
The only one left that he could send was his son.
如果他的儿子来到地上
，When his son came to this earth.
如果这本圣经从旧约到新约都写完整了
，Now if this book is a complete book from Old to New Testament.
啊，你说你不能够相信。
You say, well, I still cannot believe.
那我们就吃大亏了。
And then you really have a great loss.
因为神实在是爱我们。
Because God truly loves us.
他知道我们灵深处的需要。
He knows the deepest need of our spirits.
这本圣经就是来满足我们灵的需要。
And this Bible is exactly the thing that can satisfy our spiritual needs.
有许多的草地。
There are many pastures.
那个草是那么嫩。
And the pasture, the grass is so tender.
那么绿。
And so green.
那么甜。
So sweet.
那么美。
And so beautiful.
让我们尽情地去吃。
Let us enjoy abundantly.
你爱吃多少就可以吃多少。
No matter how much you want to eat, you can enjoy.
所以当一群羊被放牧在那里的时候。
So when a flock of sheep came over.
他们真是快快地吃。
And they started eating eagerly.
等到他们吃饱了。
After they are full.
他们就躺在地上。
They lie down on the grass.
但是他们呢嘴巴一直在咬。
But they still keep on chewing.
他们不是在讲话。
They are not talking.
他们是在反刍。
They are regurgitate.
当然也发出一些声音来。
Of course, they make some noise.
我想那个声音应该是他心里面很快乐。
Maybe there is a voice or sound of happiness.
只是刚才吃了很多。
Because they ate a lot.
啊，现在还能够细细的去咀嚼那个草里面的甘美。
And now they can really enjoy the grass as they regurgitate.
从前我们可能不知道草这么好。
We probably did not understand how sweet the grass is.
但是现代呢，因为这个疾病很多。
Nowadays there are so many different diseases.
很多很多人呢、啊，就去研究。
And so many people do research.
现在有许多好东西啊，都是草。
And we know that grass can provide many good ingredients.
啊，有生吃的。
Some of the grass you can eat raw.
做成粉让你泡水喝的。
Some of them you can grind them into powder and drink it.
哇，能够治很多的病啊。
And can cure many diseases.
所以那个青草是羊所需要的。
So grass is something that the sheep needs.
神的话是我们灵所需要的。
God's word is what our spirit needs.
啊，不但有青草地。
Not only a green pasture.
还有可安歇的水边。
But also a still water.
那个水呢？刚才我们弟兄的英文就说到，说那个水是一个安静的水。
This is a still water.
羊需要喝水。
Sheep needs to drink.
但是羊很怕水。
But sheep is afraid of water.
一下雨的话呢，羊就麻烦了。
And as soon as it started to rain, then the sheep is in trouble.
他如果走过那个泥泞地啊，那个脚底下的汗腺被堵住的话，他就死了。
And if they walk through a muddy ground.Because of their paws under their hooves are blocked, then they could die.
所以那个很汹涌的水，或者是那个对他有害的，就不能够在他旁边。
So if they see a very fast current in front of them, they are afraid.
啊，我们的主呢是把羊带到可安息的水边，安静的水。
But our Lord lead us beside the still waters.
这个水是我们能够满足。
The water can satisfy us.
解我们心灵深处的干渴。
And really quench the deepest thirst in our heart.
主耶稣在约翰福音告诉我们。
In John's Gospel, Jesus tells us.
他告诉一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
He was telling this to a Samaritan woman.
因为那妇人一直在打水。
Because the woman kept on coming to the well to draw water.
但是她的渴从来没有真正解决过。
But herThirst was never really quenched.
她在地上一直在寻找。
She kept on looking.
但是她心里面的饥渴也从来没有被满足过。
And also her heart's thirst was never satisfied.
所以她曾经有五个丈夫。
And she had five husbands before.
第六个还没有成为她的丈夫。
And the sixth was not even her own.
这么样的人生最后还是不满足。
And After such a life, she was still not satisfied.
所以主耶稣说，跟他说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
So Jesus told her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up.To eternal life.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
我深深相信这句话
I truly believe what Jesus said.
我从前也是像那个撒玛利亚的妇人
In the past, I was like the Samaritan woman.
我也是在世界里面要寻找那个解我干渴的东西
I was seeking things in this world, hopefully to quench my thirst.
但是我可以做见证
But I can testify.
没有一样可以满足我
Nothing satisfied me.
拉斯维加斯那些的东西
啊、the things in Las Vegas，
那些最好玩的、最好看的东西
啊、the most fun things that you can play with， the most fun things that you can look at，
都没有满足过我
，never satisfy me。
所以我的得救是当朋友带我去玩过迪士尼、拉斯维加斯，玩过影城之后。
So I was saved after I experienced.The so-called enjoyment of Las Vegas and Hollywood.
我心里面有个巨大的空虚。
I have such a great emptiness.
从来没有过的空虚。
And it's just unspeakable emptiness.
但就在那个时候，主来遇见我。
At that very moment, the Lord came.
从那以后，我真是喝到了这个活水。
Ever since that moment, I tasted this living water.
如果要在我里面去找。 从前那些的感觉。
If you want me to drench up the old feelings I had before,
那些需要
those needs,
真的是找不到了。
I cannot find it anymore.
耶和华是我的牧者。
So the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
这是一句经历的话语。
This is a saying out of my own experience.
第三节说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
The third verse says, He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
He leads me in the path of righteousness for His namesake.
朋友们
，Dear friends，
刚才我们所读的诗篇第一篇
，The first psalm that we read，
告诉我们有两条路。
Tells us there are two ways.
第一节里面他说
，In the first verse，
在第一条路就是罪人的道路上。
The one way， one of the first way is the path of the sinners.
那里面充满了恶人的计谋。
And there's a lot of schemes of the evil
犯罪的行为
and also a lot of sinful acts
和亵慢的言语
and also the blasphemous words uttered
神呼召我们离开这一切
and God calls us to depart from that way
呼召我们来喜爱神的话语
to love God's word
我们感谢主
we praise the Lord
今天你来到这里
We come here today.
我们向你讲的不是人的话。
What we share with you is not from man.
我们乃是向你讲神的话。
We share with you what God has told us.
他说，如果你喜爱耶和华的律法，就是圣经的话语。
So if you love God's word, that is the Bible.
能够昼夜思想它。
And if you meditate day and night.
那你得救之后。
After you are saved,
来读主的话语
and you read God's word,
那你是一个有福的人
then you are a blessed person.
那这个福是什么情况呢
What does it mean?
圣经用树来比方人
And the Bible uses tree as an example.
他说这样一个人呢他就要像一棵树被栽在溪水旁
He says a person like that is like a tree planted by the water.
按时候结果子
And bearing fruit seasonally. And its leaves never withers.
凡他所做的尽都顺利
And everything he does prospers.
我们大概多种过树至少在我们家里边可能养过花
Many of you have planted trees or maybe you at least have flowers
我们最苦恼的时候呢就是我们忘了浇水了这个树啊花呀枯干了凋谢了
If we forgot to water plants or flowers they start to wither
特别是养兰花哈我觉得是非常困难
Especially difficult to cultivate orchids
有的姊妹她养兰花是可以开八个月
And some sisters are very good at this, and their orchids can keep blooming for 8 months.
我实在非常羡慕。
And I really envy them.
但是很多时候，我们在经历到我们所养的这个叶子枯了、干了。
Many times that the plants that we care for, the leaves start to wither.
但是如果我们肯跟随主走义路
，But if we can follow the Lord in the path of the righteous，
我们就要像栽在溪水旁的那棵树
，Then we'll be like a tree planted by the river。
然后呢，能够经常有果子结出来
，And then we can bear fruit regularly。
那结出什么果子呢
？What kind of fruit do we bear？
圣灵果子
，Of course the fruit of the spirit。
圣经中这个水啊。也是代表着圣灵。
We know that in the Bible, water symbolizes the Holy Spirit.
就是说，当我们信主的时候
，When we believe in the Lord,
我们就得着圣灵住在里面。
We have this Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
那如果我们好好的追求
，If we pursue nicely,
从我们的腹中就要流出活水的江河。
From our belly will flow the living water.
这样一棵树
，Such a tree，
它就非常的得福。
And will be blessed.
我听过一个弟兄讲过说，伦敦有一棵这个一棵树。
And someone told a brother told me that there's a tree in the city of London.
非常非常老。
Very very old.
人呢都不知道这棵树它活着和结果子的秘诀是什么。
And no one knows the secret of this tree being alive and still bearing fruit.
但是那么大。
Such a huge tree.So old,
但真是按时活结果子。
And really, the tree still bears fruit regularly, and the leaves do not wither.
所以后来他们才发现
，And then they discovered,
原来呢，在离开这棵树有一段距离的地方呢，有这个地下水呀、从那里流过。
Then they discovered that some distance from the tree, there's underground water flowing by.
神所造的树它有个特性。
And we know that trees created by God have some characteristics.
它的根是往有水的地方长的。
The root will go grow toward where the water is.
所以这个根就长得非常的茂盛，就伸到那个水源里头。
So that this tree's roots grow very nicely and approaching the water.
朋友们，地上真的是干旱、疲乏、无水之地。
Dear friends, this world is a world of drought without water.Like a wilderness.
让我们来到主耶稣的面前。
Let us come before Jesus.
能得活水的供应。
We can have the supply of the living water.
我们能够像那撒玛利亚妇人这样。
Just like the Samaritan woman.
我们可以丢下我们的水罐子。
We can leave behind the water bottle.
从此不用在我们自己的努力中去取水。
So we can stop wasting our own effort to draw the water.
但是有一种情形确实非常的不好。
But there's one very bad situation.
我们若不肯走这条义路。
But if we forsake the way of righteous.
诗篇第一篇第四节告诉我们说，我们就要成为糠品。
So Psalm 1:4 tells us we will be like the chaff.
那么糠品是什么呢？
What is chaff?
就是当稻子或者麦子在成长的时候。
Chaff is something that grows in the wheat field.
它那个壳的里头啊，没有生命。
There's no life in the grain or in the shell of the grain.
它只有这个稻子或是麦子的壳，而没有里面那个生命。
There's only the shell of the grain. There's no life in it.
所以到最后，人生的结束的时候
，So at the end of the life, its life.
这个人就像糠皮被风吹散。
So this person just like chaff, which get blown away by wind.
我小时候在我们家。收割稻子的时候
And when I was young, in my family, we learned how to harvest the rice.
我就看我们那个稻子晒干了，他们妈妈爸爸就要弄一个鼓风的那个设备过来。
And after the rice grains were dried, and my parents will use this blower machine.
所有的都倒到那个上头去，然后咱们摇着鼓风。
And they will pour the grain, the rice.Into this machine and crank the shaft to blow the rice grains.
那真正的稻子呢，就从这个地方就漏下来，装到那个麻袋里面去。
And the rice will fall down and they will be gathered and bagged.
但是那些只有壳的那些糠皮呢，这一股呢就匆匆跑到前头去了。
And the shaft with only with nothing in the grain get blown.Forward.
这些有生命有里面有米粒的我们就留下来吃
So the grain that has life or has the rice grain inside the shell we keep and for food
啊，那些被吹到那边去的呢最后就拿来当柴火烧
So the chaff that get blown away will be gathered as fire material
神是爱我们
God loves us
他实在不愿意有一个人生的结局是那个样子
And he does not wantany one of us to end our life like chaff.
因为这个缘故他连他的儿子的生命都没有吝惜。
For this reason, he didn't even care about his son's life.
把他差遣到地上为我们死。
And he sent him to die for us.
为了拯救我们不要灭亡反得永生。
In order to save us so that we shall not perish but have everlasting life.
所以有一条路是义人的道路。
So there's a way of righteousness.
那就是先得着主的生命。
That is to have the Lord's life first.
我们因为相信他。
Because we believe in him,
就被神称义了。
Then we are declared righteous.
我们的罪都被洗干净。
And our sins are washed away and cleansed.
不是平白洗的。
And not without a cost.
乃是在十字架上神儿子的血在作为洗罪的一个泉源。
The blood shed by God's Son on the cross paid the price for our sins.
所以我们就因信而称义。
So we are justified by faith.
然后从那以后我们跟随这个好牧人
And from that point on we will follow this great shepherd
走这一生的道路
And to walk through this life
这里特别重要就是告诉我们说人有灵魂
And one important message here is that everyone has a soul
今天我们邀请你来这里听福音
We invite you here to hear the gospel
就是让你里面的灵真的苏醒过来
So that your spirit inside you may be awakened
而且你说我以前听过很多
Maybe you say, well, I heard the gospel many times.
我也觉得很好。
I think it's pretty good.
但你始终没有跨进信主的那一步。
But you never commit yourself in believing in him.
始终没有承认主。
You never confess his name.
没有愿意受浸归到他的名下。
And you never want to be baptized under his name.
跟随他走这条义路。
To follow this way of righteousness.
但是说明你的灵还没有真正苏醒。
And it indicates that your spirit is not truly awakened yet.
今天求主借着圣灵的工作。
So hopefully, may the Lord use Spirit's work today.
那灵真的苏醒。
That your spirit is awakened.
那我们一起来跟随主耶稣。
So that we can follow together, follow the Lord Jesus.
跟随他走这条义路。
And to walk down the path of righteousness.
在青草地溪水旁。
So we can relax on the pasture by the river, lead a life of peace and joy.
在这里我要讲一个见证。
I want to testify.
我们有一个刚信主的弟兄最近回到大陆去了。
A brother who recently became a Christian, went back to, mainland China.
我们的弟兄得救之后。
After he was, saved.
非常的喜乐。
And he was really full of joy.
但是因为我原来不认识他。
I did not know him, know this brother before.
我以为说他原来的性格就是这个样子。
I thought that he was naturally this way.
但是有一天
But one day,
我到他的家里去
I visited him at his home.
他的亲家母告诉我们
His mother-in-law told us.
啊不是那个 in-law, 那个亲家母就是
他
女儿的婆婆。
Oh, okay, the, his daughter's, mother-in-law told, his daughter's mother-in-law told him.
他说啊我们的亲家公啊真是不一样的。
He says, my in-law is different now.
其实这个亲家母自己也还没信主。
His daughter's mother-in-law was not a Christian.
啊，但是她告诉我们说。
But she could tell us.
她不知道为什么就变这么喜乐了呀。
I don't know what happened to him. He becomes joyous all of a sudden.
她说从前啊，我们都怕他。
And we are all scared of him before.
你看这亲家母住的老远的都怕他。
And even though they don't live together, she was afraid of this in-law.
他女儿有一次做见证说我们都很怕他。
And, even his own daughter testified, yeah, we are afraid of my dad.
因为他特别不喜乐。
Because he was so miserable.
他特别容易生气。
And he gets angry easily.
他骂人是随时可以开骂的。
Anytime he can belittle people.
哎呀这个家真是没有安宁。
And there's no peace in this home.
他们个个都像惊弓之鸟啊。
And they are all live very nervously.
但是感谢主
But praise the Lord
我们弟兄得救了
And our brother was saved
受浸了
And he was baptized
结果家人啊就享福了
And then his family are blessed
他的妻子告诉我
And so his wife told me
他说他得救之后啊真的不一样啊
And afterhe was saved he's a changed person
他帮我做好多事情
He helped me a lot
从前呢、啊、他有时候、啊、做是做可是一直骂我
and、even though he used to、do some work for me but he just kept on complaining
但是他现在呢做得好喜乐、啊、
and but now he helped me with joy、
啊、我们弟兄自己做了一个见证
and our own brother、gave his own testimony
他有一天在做的时候呢嘴巴又讲了几句话
and、one day he was working and he was、mumbling something
结果、啊、他心里面很自责、
he said something that caused him toBe regretful.
圣灵在他里面提醒他。
And the Holy Spirit was reminding him.
你要爱你的妻子。
He said, you should love your wife.
所以他就跟妻子道歉。
So he apologized to his wife.
哎呀，这个生命真的是不一样。
So he really had a different life.
他才是一个刚刚出信的弟兄。
He was such a young Christian.
生命就有一个奇妙的大改变。
And his life was changed wonderfully.
所以有好牧人，他就变成绵羊。
And so,because he has a good shepherd, that we can be a good sheep.
他所走的路就不一样。
And the way that we, walked in is different.
他生命的表现就不一样。
And the way he, lived his life is different.
然后诗篇又继续告诉我们说。
And the, psalm continues to tell us.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
朋友们，我们今天所处的世界是何等的危险。
We know we live in a dangerous world today.
现在好像很多人呐、啊，都变成这个人肉炸弹。
And we see that a lot of, suicide bombers.
他们呐、啊，抱着个炸弹呢，你也不知道。
And you cannot tell whether they are hiding explosives under the clothes.
他就上了你的公车。
And maybe they, get on the bus that you are on.
他就进了你的餐厅。
Maybe they walk into the restaurant where you are eating.
他就忽然就引爆。
And then you know, they would detonate the
explosive,
even though they perished.
但他一点都不在乎。
But they didn't care.
把周围许多无辜的人也害死了。
He wanted to kill all these innocent people.
今天人类变了。
The humankind is very different today.
在大陆最近所发生的新闻。
We have read the news about what's happening in mainland China.
甚至一些幼儿园、小学的孩子都遭害。
The innocent kindergarteners were harmed and killed.
在短短的两个月之内，有几次的地方，不同的地方就发生这些孩子被残杀的事。
Within the short period of 2 months, many kindergartens.The children in kindergarten were harmed in different cities.
到一个地步，学校都要派警卫，都要派警察。
So much so that every school now is guarded by public security.
所以我们真是好像行在这个石英幽谷中。
It makes you feel like we are really walking in the shadow of the in the valley of the shadow of the death.
盼望你能够信主。
I really hope that you can become a Christian.To have God's presence with you.
在行过死荫幽谷的时候，也不怕遭。
Even as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil.
然后接受主他的杖他的竿在一生安慰我们。
If you accept the Lord, His rod, His staff will comfort you throughout your life.
当我们走错路的时候，他把我们勾回来。
As we go astray, He will bring us back.
当我们不听话的时候，他来管教一下。
When we do not listen to Him, then He will chastise us.
但都是爱的。
But All because he loves us.
都是因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
然后他在我们的敌人面前为我们摆设宴席。
And also he prepared table before me in the presence of my enemies.
然后他用油膏我们的头，使我们的福杯满溢。
He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
这个敌人，我们这个人的生命啊，有敌人的。
You know that we all have enemies.
我们这个肉体很容易犯罪的肉体是我们的敌人。
You know that this physical body which tends to sin easily is our enemy.
这个充满罪恶的世界，吸引我们去犯罪的这些世界也是敌人。
This world filled with sin, tempting us to commit sin, also is our enemy.
魔鬼当然是我们的敌人。
Of course, the devil is our enemy.
但是我们的主应许我们。他可以带我们得胜。
But our Lord promised us that He will help us to become victorious.
那个在敌人面前摆宴席是一个庆功宴。
And you know that when the table is spread before our enemies, this is a feast of victory.
是当我们能够胜过我们的肉体，胜过这个世界对我们的吸引，和胜过魔鬼的攻击，神在那里为我们摆设宴席。
As we overcome our physical body and also win battle against this world, God will prepare a table before us in front of our enemies.
并且叫我们真是过一个福杯满溢的生活。
And also give us a life with blessing flowing over.
为我们的人生的结局。他用一个字来形容，就是福杯满溢。
And he will summarize the life of blessing, that is, the cup runneth over.
我在这里讲一个很短的见证。
Let me share one short story with you.
这是一个清教徒的后裔，叫做爱德华兹。
A descendant of some pilgrim, and his name is Edward Watts.
他的父母亲都是。这个从一个敬虔的家庭出身。
His parents were born in a very devout family.
他自己后来也成为传道人。
And Edward Watts became a preacher also.
他的外祖父也是传道人。
His maternal grandfather was a preacher also.
在他做完了这个传道人之后，曾经被请去当普林斯顿大学的校长。
After he finished his ministry, He became the president of Princeton University.
他是一个非常聪明又非常敬虔的人。
He was a very devout and also a very smart person.
他在他这一生的侍奉当中，曾经带过美国的大复兴。
And throughout his lifelong ministry, he brought a great revival in the States.
他的传记里边有这样一段话。
And there's something recorded in his biography.
就是说到他的家庭。荣耀神
and talks about how his family glorified God.
他的家庭福杯满溢
and his family's cup runs over.
第一段话就是另外一个 大复兴的器皿叫做怀特费。
And there's another instrument used by God for a great revival. His name was Whitefield.
他怀特费这样做见证说。
And Whitefield testified this way.
他从来没有看见过一对夫妻他们是这样甜蜜的。
And Whitefield never saw a couple living so harmoniously together.
然后这里有一段话，统计他十一个孩子所延续的后代他们在地上的一个观景。
And so he related how their 11 children and their children, what kind of life that they led.
他们总共有1400个后代。
The total number of their descendants was 1400 descendants.
他自己是18世纪的人。
Edward Watts was living in the 18th century.
所以离我们现在并没有很远。
Not that far back.
那么这个家庭还总共的有这些的表现。
And this family created the following things.
首先是他们都非常的敬虔。
All of them are very devout and godly.
那在他们的职业方面。
By their profession.
有13个大学校长。
There were 13 college presidents.
有65位教授。
65 professors.
有100位律师。
100 lawyers.
有30个法官。
And 30 judges.
有66个医生。
66 doctors.
还有80位在政府部门任职。
And 80 working in government agencies.
其中包括3个国会议员。
Including 3 congressmen.
3个州长。
3 governors.
还有一个副总统。
And one vice president.
这个家庭真的是在神的面前蒙大福。
And this family was really blessed by the Lord.
有敬虔的后裔。
And with godly descendants.
在地上曾经这样蒙神的祝福。
And really blessed by the Lord.
所以大卫在他结束的时候说。
So toward the end of the psalm, David said.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
朋友们，我所传的福音不是讲道理。
Dear friends, when I was talking some teachings,
但是这些许许多多的基督徒，他们接受主耶稣的带领之后，他们人生结局。
But I want to share with the experience of so many Christians after they have accepted Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior.
你今生愿意蒙神带领和祝福吗
？Do you want to be led by the Lord and also blessed by Him?
你在永世里面。因耶和华做你永远的居所。
In eternal life, do you want to have the Lord to be your dwelling place?
邀请你来接受他为救主。
So I invite you to accept. I invite you to accept Him as your Savior.
我们好不好一同低头祷告
？Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
在我们低头的时候
，As we bow our heads,
邀请我们的朋友们在神面前做一个决定。
And I invite you.Our dear friends, to make a decision.
因为今天你来到这里，实在是神给你恩典。
Because God has graced you today, has blessed you today, so you are here. 你也许经过
很多次在聚会当中。
Maybe you have come to meetings several times.
但你时间始终就是用你自己的方法。
But many times you just think your own way.
你并没有真正把自己降服给神。
You never surrender yourself to Him.
照着他给你的安排。
And according to His plan,
来接受他
to accept Him,
来受浸归入他
and to be baptized into Him,
来跟随他
to follow Him.
今天我要邀请你
today I want to invite you,
用信心来接受
in faith to accept Him,
来接受他赦罪之恩
accept His grace of forgiving our sins,
来接受他的生命
accept His new life, His life,
来得着他的祝福
and to have His blessing.
如果有这样的朋友
If you feel this way,
请你在座位上把手举一下。
I raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank you.
好，请放下。
Praise the Lord.
还有哪一位
？Anyone else?
哎，接受耶稣做你的救主。
To accept Jesus as your Savior.
能够做他草场上的一只羊。
You can become a sheep on his pasture.
能够说主耶稣是我的牧者。
And you can say Jesus is my shepherd.
还有哪一位愿意
？Anyone else?
请举一下手。
Please raise your hand.
还有哪一位
？Anyone else?
朋友们。
Dear friends,
神真的很爱你。
God truly loves you.
他才会一次、两次、三次的呼召你。
That's why He calls upon you once, twice, and three times.
他实在愿意把福气给你。
He wants to give you this blessing.
但有一个拦阻。
But there's an obstacle.
就是你不肯伸手。
But you don't want to stretch out your hand.
主这么爱你。
God loves you so.
你是否愿意顺服他
Are you willing to obey him, to accept him?
如果愿意的话,
if you are willing,
请把手举一下,
raise your hand.
因为时间的缘故,
because of time,
我就只最后再呼召一次,
last call,
我们就要祷告了,
and then we will pray.
好, 最后愿意的请举个手,
if you are willing to accept Jesus, please raise your hand.
还有哪位愿意的?
Anyone else?
还有吗?
Anyone else?
还有没有最后一位愿意的? 好, 赶快, 感谢主。好, 请放下。
That's another one.
好, 感谢主。
There's、还有没有哪一位 Thank, praise the Lord. Anyone else?
我们马上要祷告了。
We will pray.
弟兄们，跨出这一步，你里面就有喜乐。
Step out in faith, then you become joyous, joyous.
跨出这一步，我们就得着这个生命，得着受者之恩。
Step out, you will have this new life.
还有一位吗
？Anyone else?
还有一位吗
？One last person.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你仍然爱我们
You still love us
仍然愿意拯救我们的朋友
You still want to save our friends
谢谢你今天给我们恩典
Thank you for your grace today
把我们今天来到的朋友仰望在你的手中
We commit all the friends into your hand
请你使他们每一个都能够得救
We pray that every one of them will be saved
虽然有的今天还没有举手
Even though they did not raise your hand
求主继续感动他们的心
Continue to move their heart
愿意做一个顺服的羊
So that they can become an obedient sheep
接受你的话
To accept your word
接受你的带领
To accept your guidance
为了今天接受主的感谢你
Pray for those who accepted you today.
求你与他们同在
Be with them.
求你保守他们
We keep them.
带领他们一生的道路
And lead their whole life.
使他们人生的结局真的是福杯满溢
And so that the whole life that their cup runs over.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.